So we're holding Mishle, the 20th chapter, Perek Chaf. Leit Hayayin. One who drinks wine is going to be a Leit. Leit is like a joker. And that's a gentle... that's a gentle translation. So, homesh echal, and if one's going to drink aged wine or beer, there he's going to be yelping, because that causes a person to become really intoxicated really fast. Yoshua, are you joining us tonight? So when one gets drunk, so then he'll be roaring, everyone's going to hear him. Let's ayin homesh echal, the more intoxicating beverages will make him even more wild, more vocal. V'chol shogeh bo, and whoever errs in that, in his wine, in his beer, lo yechkam, he won't attain wisdom. And it's interesting that on the simple level, a lot of the messages of Mishle seem obvious. You stop and you think about it and you say, hey, for sure it's so. But at the same time, if we look around the world, we see many people who erred on these basic points. Mishle is written on the one hand with tremendous depth, and on the other hand, Shlomo HaMelech keeps talking like he's talking to his son, Bni, my son. Because on the simple level, these are good things to learn for life. I told you I was once... I was leaving yeshiva in MTJ, and I always like Thursday night, I figure I'll learn late. I'll get whatever learning I can Thursday night, whatever learning I can Friday, and then I'll sleep Shabbos. So it was a late Thursday night. It was about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm leaving, and this is the Lower East Side. So it's bordering Chinatown. And when I walk out of the building, I see a gang standing on one side of the street. They were minding their business. I was minding my business. Now, the way I had to go home, I had to really walk right through where the gang was standing. I could also go around. So I'm starting to walk, and I figure, why should they want anything with me? They're busy with theirs, I'm busy with mine. And as I start walking, I say, wait a second. Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishle, when you see trouble, don't walk through it, walk around it. So I walked around, and what was interesting was I made this like big circle going around them, crossing the street, going to the other side of the park. And even at that distance, as I walked past them, I saw them all stop and look at me. And that minute I said, thank you, Shlomo HaMelech. That was a shot in the pasuk. So sometimes the simple and obvious things we need to be reminded. So here Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, you want to get smart? Don't err with wine, with liquor, with beer. That's not the way to get smart. If a person can allow himself to err with that, he's not going to get anywhere. So we're learning pshat on the simple level. It's an important message. Look around you and see how many people, that was their downfall. Rush Limbaugh, no? Didn't they discover he had an alcohol abuse problem? Many people. I'm not on top of the news, but when Dukakis was running for president, wasn't it that they knew his wife had an issue with drug abuse or substance abuse? I don't know. Throughout, you see it all the time. I mean, you don't need a specific example. Okay. Nam ka kefir imat melech. Fear of a king should be like the roar of or the rumble of a young lion. Mitabiro, if one gets him angry, chote nafsho, he's really sinned against himself. He's risked his life. So a person has to know to have awe, to have fear of the king. And that's again something which people on the simplest level forget. I have a friend who's in prison. And I have a hard time feeling bad for him because he messed with the authorities. He messed. Eventually, you mess. They get back at you. So he did it for a cause which he felt was just. But at the same time, the psukim keep warning us. Have fear. The king can do things. They can harm. And if one gets him upset, so he sinned against his own nefesh. Kavod la'ish shevet meriv. The honor of a person is when he could rescind, he could hold himself back from entering in an argument. V'chol evil, And any fool that is readily takes up an argument, yitgala, so then quickly it's revealed that he's a fool. And you'll notice that that's, again, seems a simple rule for life, but it's an important rule. All too often we see fights and we think, okay, I'll join sides, this is important, I'll fight for this. Who said? The honor of a person is when he could sit back from a fight. And especially when someone tries to take him on in a fight. The Gemara says that when you see two families that have a fight going on between them, you have to worry about the yichus of the families. If you see a family that people start with them and they say, okay, have it your way, they're willing to give in quickly, so that's a sign they have good yichus. They come from good lineage. A sign of an honorable person is when he could hold himself back and not become part of the fight. We always enter a fight, we think, I'll win. And Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us, you want to win? The first rule is stay away. In martial arts, they also teach you that. After everything you learned, how to fight like this, like that, first rule is avoid the fight. If you can avoid the fight, you won. You won? Hands down, you won?
During sniper school, they teach you to be far distance away, too.
Mechoref atze lo yacharosh. The lazy person, he doesn't plow because it's cold outside. B'shal b'katzir, and then when it comes harvest time, he looks for food, vayin, and he doesn't have any. So everyone knows the story of the mice. But it's interesting. Rav Sadia Gaon has a commentary on Mishlei, and in his commentary he says all of Mishlei can be boiled down to two concepts. He says when it comes to doing what's really positive in this world, so one has to have foresight. One has to look in the long term. And life is a constant battle between what we think long term or short term. Our Yetzer Hara is always pushing us to get the short term pleasures. And this is also a Yetzer Hara in the physical world as well. A person can gain if he invests his money. If a person spends it now on a pleasure for now, well, he has no money to invest. He's not going to have money long term. A person is always held between this battle, where his deep down side, he knows he should really view things long term, and his wants are, I want the pleasure now. And by the same token, a person has to invest. He has to invest his strength. He has to, be it plow the field, be it sow the seeds, be it get a job. Person always has things which are good long term, and his yetzer hara, his now, says, but I don't want to. And that's what we call laziness. And whenever a person, so we have both sides. When we have to do something positive long term, so then our yetzer hara says, yeah, but now I want to rest. That's what's laziness. And then we have the ta'ava, the things that the yetzer hara says, but I want it now. Let me enjoy life now. When really, the smarter thing would be to invest long term. So Shlomo HaMelech is going to constantly reiterate these points. Rav Sadia Gaon says the idea of the whole book of Mishlei is to help us in discerning what's to our benefit long term and what's going to harm us long term and only going to be enjoyable short term. He says the whole book of Mishlei that teaches us how to be better servants of Hashem revolves around these points. Being able to recognize what's really good for me, what's going to last long term, and what's just a short term pleasure, and what is really preventing me from doing that, what's really laziness, what's really a good reason not to do things. So this is one example. Mechoref, because of the winter, because of the cold, atzel lo yacharosh, a lazy person doesn't bother plowing, v'shal b'katzir, and then he'll have to seek things out when it's harvest time, ayin, and he won't have. Maim amukim eitza v'levish, a person's thoughts are really like deep waters. When you come to a well and you want to draw the water, so if the water is high, so it's easy. You drop the bucket in, you take out the water. But when the water is deep down, so then go try finding a rope that's long enough. How are you going to get at that water? So too, when you want to know what someone's really thinking, that's like deep, deep waters. It's very hard. We find that Yehuda standing against the leading power of the world, he's standing opposite Yosef, and he has to see, how am I going to figure out, what does this guy want? So he tries this angle, he tries that angle. We always have to be prepared to use different tactics. Sometimes to be hard, sometimes to be soft, sometimes to be sweet, sometimes to be giving, sometimes to be taking. We have to try different tactics. Ish tevunah, a person who has insight, a person who has knowledge, a person who has wisdom, You'd let, now he'll figure out, how can I draw it out? But we have to know when we're dealing with other people that what we see on the surface isn't really what's going on. What a person is really thinking is deep down, and a person has to have tvuna, understanding, in order to draw it out. Now the same thing applies for learning Torah. You come to a Rebbe, and he tells you something. If you take it at face value, so you walk away with a very superficial understanding of what you've learned. If you want to really understand what he's teaching you, you got to draw and draw and draw and draw. Chazal tell us that a student cannot understand his Rebbe until 40 years have passed. After 40 years, you start understanding. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, he says, now that it's 40 years, God hasn't given you a heart to understand until now. Now, after 40 years, you're starting to understand what I've been telling you.
Until 40 years of studying or until 40 years age?
I think 40 years have passed from when you learned it. Even though the Pasuk seems to indicate it's 40 years studying under the same teacher. But the way I understand it from my teachers is that 40 years have to pass. Things have to sink in. We hear things, we don't appreciate the depths of what we're hearing until they've sat with us for 40 years.
It needs 40 years experience in order to appreciate.
40 years with that information. It's not enough that a person be 40 years old. It's 40 years that follow learning that. Yeah.
So when I'm 86...
the briskers say, it says when you're 80, it's like you're reborn. So they make another birthday, they make a big birthday party. 70 is like you're reborn, because the average person lives to 70. So when they hit 83, they make a bar mitzvah. They say, I was reborn at 70. Rov Adam... Yikra ish chasdo. There are two alternate meanings here, and I think they're both important for life. One understanding is, most people tell you about how good they are. Ve'ish emunim mi'imtza, but where do you find the person that's really truthful? Everyone's going to tell you how good they are. But the truth is that not everyone's as good as they say, and everyone overlooks their faults. So sometimes even the good that they're saying isn't there. And certainly they're not telling you the full truth. The ish emunim, a really trustworthy person, who could find? That's one understanding in the pasuk. And that's a very important understanding. We sometimes tend to believe people because they tell us the good things about themselves. I once had a teacher who I always doubted. And he taught me some very important things. Not Gemara, but other things. And my wife asked me recently, she says, why are you always doubting him? Everything he said so far has panned out. Everything he said was true. So I said, because he always told me how good he is. Every time he taught, he'd always tell me how good he is. Now, if he's always telling me how good he is, I have to wonder, is he really that good? Now, it turns out he probably is. I'm still not 100% sure, but he probably is. So far, everything he said, he was 100% right.
He must be American.
No. Not American, no. So, when a person calls out his own kindness, so you have to remember, who could find someone that's really trustworthy? That's not easy. But there's another understanding to this pasuk. The other understanding says, there are many people who we believe we could rely on for their kindness. People think, if I'll need to, so this neighbor will give me a helping hand, this relative will lend me something. Rav Adam, there are a lot of people, yikra ish chasdo, that a person calls and he says, they're my man of kindness if I need them. But the truth is, v'ish emunim mi'imtza, who could find a really trustworthy person? And this is a rule in life. We overestimate the positive feelings that people have for us. We think people like us much more than they really do. We think we can rely on people much more than we really can. Shlomo Amach is warning us. There are many people that we think we could call on them and say, he's my man of kindness. If I need him, he'll be there for me. And Shlomo is warning, ve'ish emunim, in a really trustworthy person, me and ta, who could find such a thing? And this is the wisest person talking. Mitalech betumo tzadik, a person who walks in a whole path, in a trustworthy path, he's a person that's a tzaddik. He's whole, he's fair with people. Ashrei vanav acharav, praised are his sons after him. If they go in his footsteps, so then God says, I pay them for their, what their father did, kindness as well. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. When the king sits on the throne of judgment, Mizareh ve'enav kol ra, he spreads out all evil before him. Sometimes a person thinks, I'm standing before God, but you know what I did in the closed rooms, who knows? Late at night, I was sitting on the computer, who knows what I was doing? No one knows. No. Shlomo HaMelech is warning us. God spreads all our bad before him when he sits in judgment. Mi yomar, who could say, Zikiti libi, I've purified my heart. Tahalti mechatati, I'm clean from all my sins. Who could say that? Being that everything's open before God when he comes to judge us, so by him we don't have that claim. We could say whatever we want to ourselves or to other people, but Hashem, Shlomo's warning us, he spreads everything out before him. Even even efa ve'efa, if a person has two stones for weighing, he has two measurements. So when he measures what he's buying, he measures with the bigger one. When he measures what he's selling, he measures with the smaller one. To avat Hashem gam shnehem, God hates both of them. And this is a warning. A person will sometimes say, I'll make two weights and I'll give with the larger one. I'll take with the smaller one. God says, I hate both. I told you in the Torah, everything should be exact. Buy fairly, sell fairly. Don't start telling me, no, I'm giving him more than I should. No, you're not supposed to have in your home things that are unjust. When you have a stone that says a pound and it weighs a pound point two, that's unjust. You could say, yeah, but that's what I used to give people the produce. Hashem says, I hate that. No, don't have it in your home. That's an unjust stone. A stone that says a pound should weigh exactly a pound. And this is an important rule. My grandfather told me that in the yeshiva in Europe, they used to have a plate that had change. And it had exactly, let's say, 100 shekel change. So you could put in a 50, and then you take out 50 change. One day they're in the middle of learning, and the mashgiach bangs in the middle of Beis Medrash. He asks everyone to stop their learning. So they look up, and the mashgiach says, there are 101 shekel on the plate. Whoever put 101 should please come and take that one. Because whoever can put 101 can next time take out 99. Could next time leave 99. You have to be exact. If you're taking change, take exact change. You don't leave a penny more. So Hashem says, I don't want you to have in your home, even if you'll claim I'm using it to give more. Hashem says, no, a person bought a pound, give him a pound. You want to give him a gift, give him a gift. Don't have a stone in your house that says a pound but weighs more than a pound. This is an important rule. Chazal said that we assume that a righteous person will have everything righteous in his home. If he brought home food, that food is kosher. He doesn't have non-kosher food unless it has a label. If he has food that says that he hasn't yet taken off Truma and Meiser, we say if he brought it home, he took it off. If he passed away, we assume he wouldn't have left it home if it wasn't fixed. A person is supposed to be orderly and honest and careful that everything that's in his home is just. The Pasuk says, Lo yashken be'olo avla. A person doesn't leave in his tent anything that's avla. That's, I don't know how to translate that word. That's sinful, that's lacking, that's wrong, that's unjust. A person is supposed to have everything that's connected to him just. Gam b'ma'alalav yitnaker na'ar im zach ve'im yashar pa'olo. So here there are a few understandings. One understanding is that a lad as well can be suspect whether his actions are just. Even when a little boy comes and tries to sell you something, so people will look at him and ask, wait a second, is he being fair with me or is he trying to trick me? But there's another understanding here. Gam b'mal lalav, even in his playing, even in the things that he's doing as a child, yitnaker na'ar, a child will be recognized, im zach v'im yashar po'olo, if his actions are pure and straight. When you see a child, very often you could see where he's headed. Where is he going to be in life? They say that the Gra was once playing, and his marble fell into a crack in the floor. He had a little ball, not a marble, he had some ball that fell in a crack in the floor. So he looked at the ball, and he was thinking, how do I get out of the crack? So he went and he took water and he poured it into the crack and then floated to the top. So sometimes you look at a child, even as a child, you could recognize where he's headed. Ozen shuma'at ve'ayin ro'a Hashem asa gam shenehim. The ear that hears, the eye that sees, Hashem made both of them. And what does God want us to do with them? Hashem wants us to use our ears to hear the proper things, to help us do what's right, and our eyes to see the future, to act with intellect. Another understanding here is God made both of them, so obviously He hears and He sees. The Chafetz Chaim is quoted as having said that we reached a generation at the turn of the century that people couldn't believe that God could see what's happening all over the world or hear what's happening all over the world. So Hashem had technology advance so that today we have no problem understanding that God could see everywhere, hear everything. Today we have no problem understanding that. Al te'ehav sheina pen tivaresh. Don't be fond of sleep lest you find yourself impoverished. Pekach einecha, open those eyes, seva lachem, and you'll be satiated with food. Now this is again a simple warning. A person shouldn't love sleep, and too many people don't take it to heart. Person has to know that he has to be productive in this world, and that's how he'll have food to eat. Ra ra yomar hakone, the buyer says, no, it's bad, it's not good, I'm not paying that kind of price for this. And then when you make it cheaper for him, then he goes away and he says, look at what a great thing I got. Look what a great thing. So we all say things that suit our position in life, and God doesn't like that. Chazal said this pasuk is referring to the way a person learns. When a person's learning, so it's tough. He's in a yeshiva, there's no heating. The food, the sleeping arrangements, everything's cramped. Says to himself, this is bad, this isn't living, what am I doing here? And he's learning and he's working and he's saying, but it's hard, this is tough. But when he goes away and he has all the knowledge and people ask him, and he says, yeah, I know, I learned that and I learned that. And then he says, you know, it was tough, but I learned it. It was tough, I had to live in these quarters, I had to live under these conditions, but I learned it. Then he takes pride in the fact that he made it through the toughness. Yesh zahav v'rav peninim. Throughout the world you'll find gold, you'll find jewels, you'll find pearls. Uchli yekal sifte dat. But lips of knowledge are so precious. Golden pearls you'll find everywhere. But someone who can really impart knowledge, that Shlomo Melch tells us, that's really something precious. And Bezat Hashem, next time we'll pick up, we'll finish the Perek. So we ended, let's quickly review what we saw in these 15 psukim, the first half of the 20th chapter. Shlomo HaMelech told us about wine, that if one errs with wine or beer, intoxicating beverages, he won't find himself smart. A person has to take care to have fear of the king, and if he gets him upset at him, then he's the one that's really done bad to himself. The honor of a person is to restrain himself and not partake in a fight. And the foolishness is what can be found in fights. He'll curse him, he'll curse him. Everyone gets embarrassed. Everyone ends up looking bad. The lazy person doesn't bother plowing because of the cold. And then when time comes to harvest, he doesn't have what to harvest. Shlomo HaMelech told us that the real thoughts in a person are really deep. And it takes a lot in order to draw them out, like deep waters. People think they have a lot of people they could rely on, but really it's not so easy to find someone you can rely on. The tzaddik is a person that's whole and does things faithfully, and not only he merits, but his children who go in his footsteps merit after him. When Hashem sits in judgment, everything's open before him, and who can say that he's pure and he's corrected everything that he has sinned?
Sorry. It means Gashem ki.
Melech. The Mefarshim seem to say it's referring to Hashem, yeah.
But why it's with small letter? It must be, if it is Hashem, it must be with big letters.
I don't think so. Where do you find it with big letters? Show me.
No, in the Machzor. It's with God, it's in the Hashem, it's with large, first letter large.
Well, like I'm not familiar with that. Show me.
He,
that's in English. in the English translation. So I don't know. They're translating literally. Literally, it means king. If a person has unjust stones in his home, Hashem finds that disgusting. A lad who tries to fool other people, people are going to wonder. He won't get away with it so easily. They're also going to wonder whether he's honest. Hashem fashioned our ears and our eyes to hear and see, and we have to use them as Hashem would want, to hear proper things and to see the future, do things wisely. Shlomo HaMelech is warning us on that note that we shouldn't be fond of sleep, because that'll cause a person to be impoverished. A person should open his eyes, those eyes that God gave him, and that'll help him ultimately have food to eat. When a buyer comes to buy, so he uses his mouth to say, no, this isn't good. And when you make the price cheaper, then he takes pride and says, look, what a good thing I got. And Shlomo HaMelech is telling us in the end of what we learned today, that there are all kinds of material wealth throughout the world. You can find gold, you can find pearls, but to find someone who could really give knowledge, that's a Shlomo HaMelech, is really something precious.